From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California started a new water year October 1st, with the state hoping to avoid a second straight dry year. Good reservoir storage from a wet 2019 tempered the impact of a dry 2020 in Northern California. Long-term forecasts point to the development of a La Nina climate pattern in the Pacific Ocean, which has brought dry weather in the past. The water year ended with reservoirs at 93% of average storage. The USDA announced $19.1 million in grants to provide training, outreach, and technical assistance to socially disadvantaged and veteran farmers and ranchers. USDA's Office of Partnership and Public Engagement Director Mike Beattie says whether it's through individual technical training or grassroots community partnerships, these projects empower these veteran farmers and ranchers to help them and their businesses thrive. USDA will fund approximately $17.6 million in grants issued to 49 organizations conducting outreach and assistance for socially disadvantaged and veteran farmers and ranchers in 28 states. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the USDA has invested $22 million out of up to $100 million in grants available to increase American ethanol and biodiesel sales. These funds were made available through the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program to participants in 14 states. The initial $22 million are projected to increase ethanol demand by nearly 150 million gallons annually. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.